Welcome back. Well, between August 28th and September 1st, 52 Palestinian scholarship students were evacuated from Gaza and arrived in Ireland to study at universities here. Well, one of them was 24-year-old Gada Ashar from Han Yunus. RT News first spoke to her in a tent in a displacement camp in a tent, still fighting to continue her education. Well, this month, Laura Fletcher caught up with her again, this time at DCU, where she's starting her master's degree.
Hello, everyone. This is Ghad Ashour. I am in DCU at this moment, and I just finished my first semester.
A lot has changed for 24-year-old Palestinian student Gada Ashour since RTE News first interviewed her in the summer. Back then, she lived in a displacement camp in Khan Yunus in Gaza.
So here's how the tent looks like. As you can see, we live here, 10 people.
Like when I did my report for the RTE, it was the 6th of July. I was stuck in Gaza. I was studying between either damaged houses or tents. My life changed dramatically when the possibility of leaving Gaza appeared. Out of nowhere, like surprisingly, I was offered a scholarship to leave. It was like a moment I never imagined that I would go through it.
Now it is 3:25 a.m. and we are walking to take a bus which is gonna to take us to a separation fence between Israel and Gaza.
So right now I am on the bus on my way. Just wish me luck.
After securing a United Against Online Abuse scholarship at Dublin City University, Gada was among 52 Palestinian scholarship students transported out of Gaza to study in Ireland by September 1st.
We are in Dublin finally.
It's the university and it's Ireland, yes!
I had mixed emotions of fear, gratitude, but at the same time guilt that why me? Like, why even I'm sitting here, I wonder why me sitting here while other girls in Gaza would be at the same moment, like maybe running here and there in order to fill their water tanks or in order to recharge their phones.
5.5 weeks after Gada arrived in Ireland came news of a tentative peace deal in Gaza, and her family was able to return to the site of what was once their home in Khan Yunus.
My house was leveled down to the ground.
The voice you're hearing is that of 10-year-old Mariam.
This child is actually my niece. She's actually the daughter of my brother who was killed back on the 10th of March 2024. So here you find her like between the rubble. She remembers that here's used to be my room and here is where I used to study. Right now, she wants to study. She wants to be very well educated. She always tells me that I want to be very strong as you and I want like to resume my education. So it's heartbreaking. Like she doesn't have a home. She doesn't have a financial stability. She doesn't have a father, yet she still thinks about education.
On a small patch of land, neighbouring their now destroyed home, Gada's family have pitched their tent.
So the view which they have is from their tent is our destroyed house. I don't believe that this is a real ceasefire. We can't believe that there is a ceasefire when houses are being rebuilt. When students or children can get back to schools safely.
As Gada works to further her education in Ireland, her family in Gaza is never far from her mind.
Okay, so this picture brings back very good memories and very bad memories at the same time. It was the last moment I saw my family and I had no guarantee when I'll be able to see them again. It was almost 2 p.m., the 26th of August of this year. I was only thinking about leaving them, and this would be my last moment, and I had to make the best out of every single moment.
Gada has an older sister, Heba, who lives in Switzerland. She left Gaza for an internship 1 month before the war started and hasn't been able to return. After Gada arrived to Ireland, they shared an emotional reunion. Gada calls her remaining family in Gaza on the phone each day if she can get through. But she worries about when she might see them again.
I do miss a lot my mother, especially her prayers. Like when I was in Gaza, she used to pray for me almost on an hourly basis. Like, I'm here only because of her prayers, not because I worked around the clock, not because I worked every single hour in Gaza. I feel I'm here today because of her prayers. So my mother, I do miss you the most. And I'm terrified that our last meeting would be on the 26th of August, 2025. I'm here, I'm in Ireland, I'm safe and sound, something I never experienced in my life, while my family still struggles to eat on a daily basis, still struggles to survive on a daily basis.
Laura Fletcher reporting there.